Joining us live is ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Help us understand what happened last night, Brad.
Okay, so we all go to concerts, basketball games, movies, etc. We all have to leave the venue where we went to the event. Typically, there is no security, and for a lot of good reasons, just because it's not manageable from a security standpoint. Think about all the exits out of this particular arena. And so you just don't really cover it. Were there police outside? Probably. However, think about this. Even if there were cops present, you have a guy, probably has a secreted vest on or something in a backpack. He's young, probably close to the age of the victims, and he walks through a crowd and decides at this point he's going to light himself up, and he does. Trying to defense against that, Amanda, is basically like, can we stop a bank being robbed in Salt Lake City this afternoon? And the answer is yes, if we know the person is going to rob it. But if we don't, it's going to get robbed, and we'll have to chase them.
It's an interesting situation, Brad, because, you know, we always say, well, keep an eye out for suspicious activity. But as you just mentioned, if it's a guy just with a backpack on, he's walking through a crowd, and then suddenly, you know, there it goes. There's really not anything anybody can look out for.
I mean, just in 5 seconds, think about the Boston Marathon bombing. Two brothers, if it hadn't been for terrific surveillance cameras, you know, who knows how quickly we would have figured that out. They're carrying backpacks. They drop them in a crowd. Nobody probably saw it, or maybe one person thought it was odd, but maybe dropping clothes off for a runner. You see what I'm saying? Just all of these things, terrorists have figured out the natural rhythm and flow of our movements, and they're trying to blend in with them. And they're trying to up the ante, in my personal view, of attacking children at this particular event. I mean, this is like a step way beyond, in my view.
Is there anything we take away from this horrific event going forward that might be able to save lives?
Yes, and it's the following: that there's people that know this bomber. They know that maybe they didn't know he was going to blow himself up last night. However, they saw changes in him. And I will tell both of you that just because people change, start thinking and talking in dark ways, talking in extremist ways, that doesn't mean they're going to go blow anything up or harm anybody. But somebody needs to know about them. And, you know, if nothing else, to redirect them from this very negative, hostile way they're living their lives. So that is what's going to stop these in the future, is that we just have pieces of information that we can exploit to see if they're real or not.
Because that's the only way to stop them, is to catch them before they get to the point of walking to the arena.
Exactly. I mean, the idea that you could have, you know, that many cops at every location, it's not realistic, and the bad guys know that.
Brad, we always appreciate your time. ABC News crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett.